Hello and welcome. It's Richard Bleasdale with you again from Campaign Asia Creation Stories. And today we are going to Thailand to look at an amazing piece of work that has been produced in the financial services category. It really is a piece of work that is completely distinct in terms of what we see normally in financial services. And it's a campaign which is called Metaver, and it is from Krung Si First Choice and their agency Leo Burnett in Thailand. And so I'd like to introduce my guests today who are going to tell us the story of this fantastic campaign. So firstly, from Krung Si First Choice, we have Khun Atip, who is head of marketing. Hi, Khun Atip.
Hi, Richard.
Hi. And also Khun Pathathai, who is managing director of Krung Si First Choice. Hi, Khun.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. And then from their agency partner, Leo Burnett Thailand, we have Khun Sarut, who is creative director. Hi, Khun Sarut.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, hi. And also Khun Prao, who is strategic planner on this account. Hi, Khun Prao.
Hey, guys.
So thank you so much for joining us today, guys. What we're going to do is we're going to start by watching the TVC, and then we will get into the interview. So I'm just going to share my screen at this end, and we'll enjoy the work.
Thai Khosana ใน Metaverse.
ผม Mario.
หนู Patty.
First Choice บัตรของคนยุคนี
้มันยังขาดอะไรไปหน่อยไหม
ป่านว่าก็ดีแล้วนะคะ
สีแบนไง
ผมมาริโ
อหนูแพตตี
้ First Choice บัตรของคนยุคนี
้ป่านว่าเปลี่ยนกลับไปสีเดิมดีกว่านะคะยังไงคนก็มองแต่หน้าพรีเซนเตอร์อยู่แล้วอะ
มองแต่หน้าพรีเซนเตอร์ใช่ป่ะได
้ผมมาริโ
อหนูแพตตี
้ First Choice บัตรของคนยุคนี
้พอเราไม่ใช่ฝรั่งตาสีฟ้ามันแปลกๆนะคะ
ปรึกษานะคะถ้าลองพูด First Choice ให้อินเตอร์หน่อยก็อาจจะเข้ากับสีตานะคะ
ผมมาริโ
อหนูแพตตี
้ First Choice บัตรของคนยุคนี้
อินเตอร์ละแต่ยังไม่ฮิป
ตัชไงตัชลูกชายพี่ชอบพูดตัช
ผมมาริโ
อหนูแพตตี้
First Choice Dash บัตรของคนยุคนี้ Dash
พวกเธอว่าไง
ว่า
อ้าวปาน
สงสัยเน็ตไม่ดีไม่เป็นไรค่ะเดี๋ยวเกดดูแทนให
้พี่โอเคหมดแหละติดนิดเดียวทำไงให้คนรู้ว่าใช้บัตรเราแล้วคุ้มพี่รู้นะว่ามันไม่เกี่ยวแต่ถือว่าเป็น challenge ละกัน
ผมมาริโ
อหนูแพตตี
้ First Choice Dash บัตรของคนยุคนี้ Dash
พี่โอเคหมดแล้วเด็กนิดเดียวเห็นพรีเซนเตอร์น้อยไปหน่อย
ผมมาริโอ
หนูแพตตี
้ First Choice Dash บัตรของคนยุคนี้ Dash
ดีนะรู้สึกเลยว่าเป็น Metaverse
ไหนๆก็เป็น Metaverse แล้วเราเปลี่ยนสถานที่ไปเรื่อยๆด้วยดีไหมคะเอ้าคุณมาริโอไปไหนอะคุณแพตตี้เริ่มเปิดไมค์อะค่ะ
พี่โอล็อกเอาไปแล้วค่ะ
ทำไงดีอะทีนี้
เอางี้ให้คุณแพตตี้ใส่อวตารคุณมาริโอแล้วแสดงเป็นคุณมาริโอแทนได้ไหมคะ
หนูมาริโ
อผมมาริโ
อ First Choice ตาชบัตรของคนยุคนี้ตาช
หรือว่าต้องเต้นด้วยไหมคะ
โฆษณาใน Metaverse
เต้นหรือแรปดีย
ังไม่ Approve
งานนี้เราไม่ได้แก้อะไรเลยเน
า
ะ
แต่บัตร First Choice Approve ไปตั้งแต่เทคแรกแล้วครับ First Choice Touch
บัตรของคนยุคนี้ Touch
และยุคต่อไปด้วย
เราก็ใหญ่ค
่
ะ
ใหญ่ครับ
That commercial is just amazing okay I don't know where to start I really don't it's just such an amazing piece of work but maybe if we could start I'd maybe ask the client team to start Maybe could you give us a little bit of background on the need and the challenge that you had from a marketing perspective, and kind of how you took that into briefing the team from Leo Burnett Thailand.
Oh yes. So for the background, Lung Sri First Choice has, you know, been well recognized as a key player in personal loan market. Until like 2015, we have launched the new product of the Lung Sri First Choice Visa Card. But ever since, many research of us are showing that, you know, people mostly talk about only loan product of us, but less on the card product, especially on the Generation Y and Z. Mm-hmm. So in 2020, we did the rebranding project, you know, to uplift our brand image to be modernized and like, you know, the product for the, you know, credit builder for mm-hmm. the young generation. Mm-hmm. And been very positive, you know, feedback so far. So to continue building the brand awareness and engagement with the customer, mm-hmm. we decided to do the brand refresh, you know, positioning ourselves to wider generation, mm-hmm. not only millennials, but we want to, you know, target the modern people who keep up with the innovation, which is a very important and major customer base of us.
Understand. Okay. So you were moving to a younger audience, and you were trying to build more awareness for your credit card offering. So how did you then take that as a brief to the agency?
Yeah, from that starting point, we aiming to continue building our brand. So we stick with the essence of the brand proposition of the credit builder. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we also provided the partnership benefits that trigger customer demand in this situation. Mm-hmm. And also, definitely, we did the brand refresh this time during the COVID-19. Uh-huh. So we would need a head turn that bring customer to interest to our product. So this time, we need to have a presenter. That is the core idea that we are coming up.
Okay, I understand. And so did you, how do you normally start with the agency? Do you have a written brief, or do you kind of workshop it in a meeting?
Yeah, for the starting point, actually, we did have the formal written on the brief on that. Yeah. As Khun Pattathai mentioned to you, we did a rebranding campaign with the agency before. Mm. So we just bring the result of that campaign mm-hmm. and evaluate together with our agency.
Understand.
And we are coming up with the new objective to wider the prospect customer to the new generation, rather than fixing to the, let's say, Gen Z or Gen Y, but it's coming to the customer who have adopt to the new technology. And that is the starting point. We bring agency and work together on this business objective. Mm. And then we refine and going back and forth on the brief. Some of agency also challenging us, but this is the brief. Oh, the target is quite, let's say, different. As Khun Pattathai mentioned to you, one side we have a number of loan customer. Mm-hmm. Another side, we have the credit card customer. How mm-hmm. come communicate as a first choice brand to most of them in a sense that both of them can accept the first choice brand?
I understand. Okay, fantastic. So the brief comes into the agency, or the client team has briefed the agency. So then maybe if we turn to the agency team, so what did you guys do first when you got the brief?
Well, we first, after we get the brief, we did some research on like how customer trends are changing and after COVID-19 and stuff, right? And then we discussed with clients about the direction first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the strategic direction of this communication first.
Okay. And was there a lot of debate and discussion around getting the strategic direction right?
Actually, we were like going along together quite well.
Uh-huh.
on the first time of presentations, because like we have a lot of research and everybody knows the research already, so everybody are on the same page.
Great.
So yeah, so we are quite agree on the direction at first time.
Got you. Okay, that's fantastic. And then so you're in line from a strategy and strategic perspective, both teams, which is great. And then the I guess the strategic proposition goes into the creative team.
Yeah.
And something magic happens.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about the magic, Khun Sarut.
Oh, okay. Well, when I have the brief from our client and my strategic partner, I have think about the young generation first. We start with the question, what are the things or trend that people are interested in those days? Mm-hmm. Yeah. NFT, yeah, it's come a lot. NFT, news mm-hmm. for NFT, or mm-hmm. Metaverse. Facebook mm-hmm. launched the Metaverse. I think this come up and answer right now. But and after we got the idea, we're gonna go with the Metaverse direction for the film. And we have some idea for the NFT, but not the film. Yeah. And we have film on Metaverse. But the next move, we was that we had to put the idea to make sure that it's related with the brand message. And especially we had to think about how the audience would love our work, because it's not the easy for people this day to like something, you know, it's very hard to go viral. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so think of the most of new generation high attention to the activity, the emergent in the metaverse. Mm-hmm. We believe the many brands are going to play with metaverse, right? Mm-hmm. But we were looking for something beyond that. Yeah, to be ahead of order. Mm-hmm. So we decided to jump into the metaverse world to speculate the life within the virtual world and the unique version of shooting a commercial in metaverse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mimicking to process of making the ad with the sense of relatable and funny, because in reality, everyone has own client. You have own client, right, Richard?
Everyone has clients.
Yeah, and experience of struggle in their working life is, we believe everyone could be relatable. Yeah, and we do this shooting commercial in metaverse and have some struggle client, but we not struggle with our client, okay?
So let me just ask you about that. So you as you said, you looked at the trends that were happening, particularly in your consumer group, and clearly NFTs is one very interesting area. The metaverse is another area. What actually happened here? Did you go to the client team first and say, hey, look, we're thinking about the metaverse in terms of where we're going to take the commercial? How does you know, did you take them that as a very early idea?
No. At first, we the findings that we have got from the first time was that Thai people really feel so stressful about their financial life right back at that time, right? Because mm-hmm. of COVID and economics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we want to do something, want to bring some financial communication to another level that is like kind of like relieving stress for people as well, because like they find so many stressful financial communication all their life, right? Mm. Yeah, so we want to bring that's the start point, that we want to bring financial into their world, like
I understand. Make it relevant.
Make it more relevant and get away from like two financial things. So we then find what are their like trends and what are their lifestyle now, what are their like interests now. So they come up with metaverse and NFT after we find it.
And when we found us, we try to do something new, something fun, because you know the COVID situation, everybody is stressful. Yeah, we need to do the brand first choice to relieve and fun and relatable for their life. And we have not just only metaverse to present the client. We have the more idea, you know, we have three or four directions, but we recommend the client to Metaverse, and our loved client selected.
And okay, so that's very interesting. So you presented a few different ideas.
Yes.
And the agency's recommendation was the Metaverse approach.
Yes.
How did you present those ideas? Was it storyboards and scripts? Or was it just concept ideas?
We present on the concept idea and script, storyline, you know.
Okay.
We have the concept and storyline and tell the client about the idea. But we have some idea of the future art direction. Some idea is older generation and come to future, something like that. But we recommend client to Metaverse because this is a trend now in Thailand. It's very, very popular NFT or Metaverse. I think this have a chance to can get attention.
Understand. People. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've developed three or four ideas. You have a favorite idea, which is the Metaverse. You present all these mad ideas to your clients, and please tell me, client team. So the agency comes in to see you with all of these ideas, including one that's about the Metaverse. What did you think when you received these ideas?
Actually, a couple of ideas that they were presented is good. We are thinking of the how can we select those ideas out of the options. However, the Metaverse is a very outstanding idea that they present to us. However, on those idea is quite new and diverse from the other's option, I would say.
Yes.
And then that idea also really new, especially you have the shooting on the commercial in the Metaverse, in which we doesn't see any commercial or the ideas about this. So we also talk to them that, okay, we are interested to this idea and option. But second thought, we also thinking that this is too far away from the current situation that customer also facing here. So we told our agency that, okay, definitely working team would love to go with the Metaverse. Let us getting back and bring Khun Pattathai to listen to the idea, because we also have the second thought on the area that is this jump too far from the current situation that customer normally saw the commercial in the traditional ways, and this is very, very far from the current situation. So we bring our MD to see the storyboard and come to advise us whether we should proceed further with the great idea. However, the gap with the existing situation, this is our concern at first.
I think I love it, you know, at first that they presented. I think it's unique. And, you know, I love to do something new so that, you know, customer can be well recognized of our brand. After doing some rebranding, we want customer to view us as, you know, first choice in the Metaverse, future world. So really love the idea.
Okay, fantastic. It's very interesting to listen to a senior client team, you know, talk about an idea like this, which is so different and so new, and it's very easy to say that it's different and new and you know, but it also takes quite a brave client team to make that decision. So was it a hard decision for you as a client team?
On this part, after, let's say, our MD grant the green light on this, definitely we bring back that asset and test with the different group of customer.
And right, okay, I understand.
Our staff who are in the Gen Z, Gen Y, Gen X.
Mm.
We are mixed together and test the storyboard on that and to see their reaction and how they react to them to this commercial, and will this have controversial issues when different generations see the same commercial story. And the result is great. Everyone love it. So that is why we are moving on with this commercial on First Choice in Metaverse. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So that's really, really interesting background, because the way that you've approached reviewing the work is very smart, I think. So there's an idea and a sort of storyboard that has been approved. Maybe if I could then ask the agency team again, talk me through the process then of getting into the production itself, because it's clearly a very well produced piece of work on many levels, even down to the story that is happening in the commercial, with the client team being in the commercial, you know, and all of those things. Talk me through a little bit about the production process.
Okay, first I want to say thank you about my director. Yeah, you know, An Wuttisak, one of the best director in Thailand from Factory 01. He do this job for me, and he have some idea to make it fun, make it better, you know. And client have a concern about the elder generation. Yeah, you know. However, the concern was whether we would alienate other generation from this commercial, but it turned out that we received very positive than client say. Yeah, because the elder generation will love this idea because they don't want to be left out. We think it's good if this generation love, elder generation will love too. Yeah, and we talk about the Pi An Wuttisak, and he developed something in the metaverse for the best thing, and we have the some joke of the client. Yeah, more idea of the you see the double shot of the presenter. Yeah,
yes, because, yes.
A client tell me, now we use the presenter. We need to show the presenter. Okay, we show a lot of presenter all the time, and we show a lot of key message. Yeah, and have some gimmick of wording. Yeah, do credit card, something like that for just more fun, and we repeat for the in the idea, because we need to we need all of people remember our brand.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you also, all through the commercial, there are lots of little jokes as well. Which I think are very interesting and very funny. Extremely funny.
Because
our director was quite having a good humor person so that's why it come up with like really naturally fun and not too forced to be fun, you know.
And
because, like, everybody having same personality, same character as how it goes on the commercial.
And you know, everyone love it when I'm posted the film on my own Facebook, just my own Facebook, you know. It's go viral. I was so excited because I wasn't expected around 4,000 share on my Facebook at a few nights, and not only just me.
Now you have lots of new friends.
My director also post on his Facebook, and it's go viral as well. Everyone share this and talk about this.
This
film is turned into the meme on social media too, because, you know, Thai people love the humor, love the joke of the client, because everyone have a client and they go memes.
Sure. It's something that all client teams and all agencies love their work to be viral, but it's very, very, very difficult to create something that goes viral, you know? and sometimes it's the strangest things that do. So one question about the production process to the client team and the agency team. Was the client team involved in the production process as well?
I think we have our very best client. They have a room for us, a lot of very big room. Yeah, mm-hmm. You do. I am my director, Pian Wutisak, can do a lot of things in the detail, but we have one objective, yeah, one takeout for the client. We have on the same page for the takeout, but in detail of art, in detail of directing, in detail of everything, client believe in us, and we can do a lot of fun, a lot of joke in our commercial film because we have the big room.
I understand. It's almost like the commercial is an NFT itself, you know? It's like the commercial is an NFT. It's fascinating, I think, from that perspective. One question I wanted to ask you, because it's so finished as a piece of work, how did you know when it was finished? It feels to me like something that you could just keep working on and working on, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. We have I think what can I say, the we have the
Oh, okay. We have like the final picture of this commercial. Mm-hmm. That we have the same final picture between clients and us. So yeah, so we know that this one is like the final version already, because everything that we hope to be in there is already there.
And we have a lot of detail with Pian for the pre-production meeting. We have a lot of detail to make sure, yeah, okay, we have to finish when they go on that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a checklist.
I understand. Yeah. And if I can ask the client team, when you said before you loved the idea when it was presented, and then when the commercial is finished and you see it for the first time, what did you think?
Need to speak to you frankly. After we saw the first commercial that they are proposing, the team is love it a lot. And we however, as a client, right, we would need to give some feedback. Mm-hmm. And we ask agency to replay it again, because we are acting as a client and we enjoy the commercial so much. So we didn't take the observation on the how to improve on that. And once we are doing that, we will get all of the feedback from, as I mentioned to you, that we bring along all the generation of our staff. Mm-hmm. So we got quite a various comments. And we trying to fine tune with the agency on how to make it, let's say, the best for the commercial, for the customer that they really understand, and also for the brand that we like to communicate. Mm. So that is the way that we have done. However, we also thinking that actually we choose this board and an agency is teasing us or not, because a lot of scene is telling on the client that, okay, you change this, change that, and are we really confident that a customer will understand that we are not like that? So that is another you have to have a brave heart to make a call, because also concerned as a brand on the financial that, okay, customer will think like that.
I think that your little phrase there about having a brave heart is so true. It's so true. And I must ask, who requested at the end of the commercial, for the logo to be made a little bit bigger. That was just fun, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody.
like every client in Thailand, we on social media we talked about this a lot of like making logo bigger. Yeah. So every client wants a logo bigger, but First Choice never asks us about making the logo bigger. But we want to play because like it's kind of like very very wide playing jokes in Thailand, so it will be more relatable. Yeah. but First Choice clients never do that to us.
Yeah. and you know, in Thailand we have a lot of Facebook page popular with the joke of client. A lot of page do some joke with client, and
this one is like most popular joke.
It's the most popular joke, and we think if our client is the bad client, cannot do this, you know, because our client is very brave and very great client for us. Okay, and yes, we can do this.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I understand. Okay, so if we could sort of coming to the end of the discussion, I guess you've as two teams working together, you've been through a real journey here, quite obviously. Maybe if I could ask the client team first, do you feel like there are any sort of major learnings, or are there any things about the journey together that really stick in your mind?
Yes, I think that, you know, in the rapid change in our financial industry, I would say, even banking, you can see that it's transformed from traditional to, you know, virtual banking or digital banking. Same thing on the commercial thing. I think that we need to think outside the box, you know, not to stick with the status quo. And we need to be open-minded, listen to all the ideas that, you know, presented to us. So thank you to the team, the agency and production team and all related people that they come up with the new ideas that probably we are not familiar with. And with the refined communication together, we come up with the great results. And I think that is very fun, very different, very unique. And again, amazingly, great feedback from the customer who watching the media as well. So I think that is, thank you very much to this.
Thank you. And from the agency team?
Okay, Pravas.
Okay, I think that we on the journey that we had, both of us and clients have two important things. One thing is that we have we really rely on our customer insight to get the right insight. And we are not using our personal judgments, our clients too, because like they are so really put their heart into their target. That is the important thing, how we get very insightful jokes and very insightful works. So, and another thing is that we have the same goal of making people enjoy First Choice brand. So at the end, we really want this commercial to be enjoyable. That's how we sell, you know, because like all the clients want their product to be sell. But that's how we sell. We want people to enjoy our brand. Nice. So we have the same goal, and that's why we come up with a good work.
Yes, for me in the creative part, I think when we have the best client, we'll select the best work. And when we have the best team, agency, client, and production house, we will do the best work together. And I want to say thank you to the whole team of our Metaverse commercial, both here and not here in this meeting. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Khun Sarat. Okay, I've really enjoyed this conversation. It's always, I mean, genuinely, it's always wonderful to get the chance to sit with a client team and an agency team and talk about a piece of work like this and the journey and the, you know, the bravery, I guess, that's needed to get a campaign like this to market. And it's great to hear that you're getting positive feedback from your customers as well for being brave. So fantastic. Good for you. I'd just like to say thank you very much to both teams for joining me today. Firstly, the team from Krungsi First Choice, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And also the agency team from Leo Burnett in Thailand. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much,
Lichard.
Thank you. And so this is Richard Bleasdale signing off from this episode of Campaign Asia Creation Stories. I really hope you enjoyed this this discussion about this amazing piece of work existing in the metaverse, almost an NFT of its own, I think, really. You can find our Campaign Asia Creation Stories at CampaignAsia/creationstories. You can find all of the previous interviews there. You'll also be able to find us as a podcast on your normal podcast channels. So please do go through and check this episode out, but also the other episodes as well. So thanks so much, guys. It's been great talking to you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.